and thank you for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Access to safe and reliable water is a major challenge in sub-Saharan Africa. In Kenya alone, more than 16 million people don't have access to clean water. Drought is making this problem even worse, especially in areas that have limited rainfall. Grundfos, a Danish water solutions company and the world's largest pump manufacturer, created a solution called LifeLink. LifeLink is an energy and cost-efficient system that delivers clean water in developing countries. LifeLink works like an ATM. To collect water, people charge a smart card with credit, insert it into the dispenser, and pay for the water they need. We're now joined by Peter Todberg Hansen, the managing director of Grundfos LifeLink. Hello, Peter, and welcome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the program.
So my first question might actually be my most difficult question. Can you tell us in a very simple way what LifeLink does and how it works?
LifeLink is about sustainable water supply. Okay, so LifeLink is about combining technology, business models, service and partnerships. And these four ingredients can get us to a higher level of sustainability.
When you won a Momentum for Change award, at that time you had 44 pilot sites established in Kenya and Uganda, reaching more than 100,000 people since 2009. Can you give us an update on what's been happening since you won the Momentum for Change award?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. Today we are basically in 10 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. We are in India and Bangladesh, in Thailand, and now we are just setting up in Indonesia. So we're really using the strength of Grundfos and our whole international infrastructure to use that infrastructure in scaling up LifeLink.
That's great to hear that you can replicate it in so many different regions and countries.
Yes. Yeah, I would say the issues normally around a lack of sustainability in water supply, you know, whether you are in Indonesia or you are in Kenya, for that matter, if you're in Brazil, it is very much the same things that are happening.
This project was recognized by Momentum for Change under a category named ICT, which stands for Information and Communications Technology. Can you tell us how LifeLink uses innovative technology solutions?
To me, what is the key if you want to reach sustainability in water supply? You need to get rid of corruption. And corruption is severe in water supply. So what we did was that we said we will combine a dispenser that can dispense water. We need to combine that with mobile technology. So that means that the person living, for example, in a rural community, they will use their mobile phone where they will transfer funds to a very specific water cart that they will use on the dispenser.
For you personally, what is the most satisfying part of your involvement in LifeLink?
For me personally, it is very gratifying to be part of a company that is investing in a business that is doing good for people in need. LifeLink is really a business. So we will innovate, you know, based on the needs that we see in slum areas or rural areas, basically to get as high a revenue as possible and as high a profit as possible. Such a profit will be reinvested in new platforms, in new impact. If we're going to deal with these huge problems where poverty is one of them, you know, we need really to be able to scale up. Otherwise, these issues, they will never disappear.
And as you mentioned, poverty is one of these issues. And we know that climate change is another one of these issues, especially as drought is making the access to water even more difficult.
It is. And I would say LifeLink definitely is doing that, you know, because the whole system is based on renewables. But if you look as Grundfos as a group, you know, we sell approximately 20 million pumps a year. And we drive, you know, very efficient pumps. So here's another way where we as Grundfos, we can contribute to hopefully minimizing the impact on climate change by having these highly efficient pumps.
What is the one thing you'd want to tell listeners from all over the world? What would that message be?
That message would be that we need to get involved. And when I say we, I mean the industry. If we look at the world, we are talking about water scarcity. We are talking about food might be a shortage in the future. We're talking about climate change. So if each individual company would look at themselves and find out exactly what they are good at, and then look at these big challenges that the world are facing and find out how they can dedicate a business similar to Grundfos dedicating LifeLink to working on sustainable water supply in the developing world.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to see a solution that makes it affordable and easy for people to get clean water in areas where it's not as easy or as simple as turning on a tap.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. It has been a pleasure talking to you.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshalden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.